Welcome to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. I'm letting you know that education is in my DNA. Okay, have you ever tried to figure out what to do in a situation that required an immediate answer? As a parent, I have on many occasions, and I'm sure you have as well. Years ago, when one of my daughters was in elementary school, she had the option to change schools so that she could be in the same building as her two sisters. Well, I tasked her with making the decision. She had a couple of days to think about it. And at the time, she was very concerned about leaving her friends and having to create new ones. There were tears. However, she was able to make the decision to shift to the new school. Now that she is an adult and many years removed from that situation, she regularly reminds me and brings up that matter from years ago. And she has shared with me that it really helped her to think critically and to process things. And she felt that it made her a better person about making decisions and looking at choices. At the time, she did say that she was a little upset, but she realized that if her mother and father made the decision then, she might have regretted it. So why am I sharing that story? It is because of some goals I plan to share with you that I do share that story. Today, there are many things every parent has to consider. And one of the biggest ones is, how do I get that little baby that becomes a toddler, that becomes a preschooler, that becomes a teenager, that becomes a college kid, that becomes an adult? How do I get them to develop from their formative years to that adult? So one of the things I think is important is the value of having a relationship that is strong, and it began when the child was young, when my children were young. As a parent, our relationship is the foundation for their future happiness. Our love as parents is powerful, and it can lead to having respectful and well-behaved children. It doesn't work as fast as we may think it should, but eventually it will work. So let me share with you some parenting goals that I have found to be very beneficial. Develop mutual respect. He or she has to have respect in terms of whatever age level they're at. No, you're not their little friend, but you are their parent, and you respect them, and you will also get that respect in return. Allow open communication and two-way feedback. No, there's not going to be yelling and cursing and all of that stuff, but as age appropriate, you want them to be able to express, "No, Mom, I don't want to wear that dress. I want to wear these pants." Or as they get older, "My choice is not to go on the family vacation. I'd like to be in cheerleading camp." There's all kinds of choices our children have these days, and being able to hear from them is so important. Take care of their mental health. I've talked about mental health before. If you have triggers or see triggers with your children, do something about it. Just yesterday, the mother, and right now it's early February of 2024, but the mother of a teenager in Michigan was convicted of involuntary manslaughter because her son shot and killed four people. Because she did not take care of that child receiving support and intervention, she was indicted, tried, and convicted of those four deaths. And that tells us a lot. And hopefully it will send a message to all parents to pay attention and be engaged so that you can assist your children. So that same daughter I talked about a few minutes ago, while she was in high school, also had to make a decision. It was either cheerleading or working a part-time job after school. She enjoyed the money she earned, and she also enjoyed the social aspect of cheerleading. Her grades dropped, and as a result, her father and I told her that either she gives up the job or the cheerleading. Well, she chose to give up the job and not have the money she was used to. That took a lot of effort and time for her to decide. And she was a happy child. Her grades improved. So it is important to look at this next goal that I talk about, which is critical thinking skills. Help them to be a little bit independent, supporting them in their decisions, but also have them to critically think. And she came to the conclusion that she didn't need the money for the extras and she could do without those extras, but she enjoyed the social aspect of cheerleading and the football and basketball games more. Well, as a 15, 16-year-old, that makes sense to me. Another thing that is important and a goal that you and I as parents should engage in is learning about child development, because every child goes through different stages of not only physical development, but mental as well as what's called social development. Become aware of the things to look for and be prepared for the shift or changes you see. One of the things that we used to do as parents was to enforce or reinforce positive things. And even though the child, one of the girls, did something that was not good, we would do punishment, but we never did it in their rooms. Our thinking was their room was their haven, their place of peace. And so we would engage in declaring whatever the punishment was with them outside of their own personal space or their room. In a positive way, you can punish. And one of the things we would engage in, which is kind of funny today, was we would ask them, what do you think your punishment would be? It would take them a few minutes and we would just wait. And many times they would come up with a punishment that was more harsh than what we were thinking. So we went with what they said and we never let them know what we were thinking. Make every situation a learning opportunity is another goal that is so important. things go bad. They burned something that they were supposed to watch while you were busy doing something, or they didn't take care of a matter that was very important at the school. Help them to learn from it. What are the consequences of now this burned food? Well, we'll end up with sandwiches, grilled cheese, peanut butter, and jelly versus the meal we had planned. What are the consequences of their actions or inactions? It's important for them to learn that there are challenges, but you bounce from it, and the next time you won't have to go through it again. And the last one I want to share with you is read books together, especially at the younger age and even as they're in their preteen times. Read with them. Turn the pages. Maybe every other page you read together. And I have found that habit many times was something that they expected, whether it was at bedtime or in the middle of the day on weekends, or when we would go to the library, which they loved, going to the downtown Rochester Library. It is so important to spend that time with them and embrace these goals I have shared with you today. You have been listening to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. Question: how were you parented during your childhood? Can you use any of these goals that I share today with your children?